Support for WCLK programming comes from Fela the Musical, February 28th through March 6th at the Fox Theater. Fela is a Broadway musical starring Destiny's Child, Michelle Williams, and celebrates music as a universal language of freedom. Ticket information is available at foxatltix.com. That's Fela the Musical, February 28th through March 6th.
Jazz of the City, 91.9 FM, WCLK. As you heard, yes, Fela the Musical just came into town last night. What a show, ladies and gentlemen. And I have some wonderful, wonderful folks here with me, some of the cast from that wonderful musical. I got to say good afternoon to each and every one of them, because after what I saw last night, they should all still be resting up. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You hear all those wonderful voices, ladies and gentlemen? I tell you, that's just them talking. Can you imagine them on the stage? But we're going to get into that just a bit. Want everyone to introduce themselves to the city of Atlanta and the world. Of course, we have to start with the young ladies. Ladies first.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Atlanta. My name is Melanie Marshall. I play the role of Fumilayo Anikulapo Kuti, who was the mother of Fela Kuti.
That's right.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Adeshola Osakalumi. I play Fela.
All righty.
And I am Jalon Lambert. I play the role of JK in Agungun. I'm your tap stylized dance artist in the production of Fela.
All right. I saw you yesterday getting it in, tapping.
Yeah, baby. You know I get it in.
Now,
careful,
I tap.
Careful, Jalon. Careful.
Now, I used to tap dance too, and you can see why I'm on this end and you're on that end, huh?
Girl, you still tapping over there with that voice.
Uh-huh, right?
Uh-huh. Silky smooth.
Well, you know what? I want to first talk to you, Ade, because you are one of the stars of the show. I have to say one of the stars, because after last night, so many. So you are one. You are Fela. Let's talk about that man, that movement, because he is more, I think, than just a man. So let's talk about that. And how do you prepare for such a role? Because this gentleman, he is amazing.
Well, I think the thing that is challenging about playing the role, aside from being on stage 2 hours and 15 minutes of the 2.5 hours the show runs, is you get to portray somebody that really lived. Mm. You know, the majority of musical theater productions, you're dealing with someone who's a figment of someone's imagination. And Fela was a living, breathing man who fought, who struggled, who persevered, who stood up for his beliefs. He championed the causes of the impoverished, of the less fortunate. And, you know, we have a great legacy of his to continue and to support. In addition to that, his family is still with us. His family are well-respected artists in the world. His daughter, Yenny, who runs his club, the African Shrine in Lagos. His sons, Sheyun and Femi. So there is a great responsibility in having the privilege, really, to play the role and portray him in a positive light, and also show, for me in particular, the sacrifices and the struggles that he made for his art and for his people. Mm. So I think those are the things that are challenging. In preparation, in the gym a lot. You saw the show last night. In the gym a lot. And just really trying to constantly dig and unearth elements of Fela's personality, because he was a very complex, layered, dynamic, powerful individual.
Mm. I have a question. Do you find yourself just being Fela when you're not supposed to? Like, is it just so in you that sometimes it catches you off guard? I hear that happens sometimes in roles like this.
It can happen. I feel I'm very cautious and diligent about, after the show is over, you have to take time, as we say, to let Fela leave. Mm. I mean, we all can tell you the show has such energy that you have to take the time, the best way is to let him go. Mm. Thank you for coming, for playing, for letting us work with your energy, but it's time to go.
Yeah.
And you can get back to this real world.
Gotcha. Well, this beautiful woman, I tell you, your voice is still with me to this very, very second from last night. Melanie, who plays the mother of Fela. Let's talk about that. And preparing for that role, because you can tell Fela was... he was somewhat of a mama's boy, but not in a negative way.
Oh, not
really
in a negative way at
from
all.
The strength, I can tell, from yes. You. So let's talk about that.
Well, she was a feminist. She was very much for women's rights in Nigeria. She made sure that, you know, women were getting the right deal, and really strive for that. First woman to drive a car in Nigeria, first woman to visit China on first name terms with most of the African leaders. I mean, she was very, very powerful. And she wanted Fela to be perhaps in that same role. She wanted him to be there for the Nigerian people. She needed him to be seen to be there for the Nigerian people. It was all right him going off and getting all of this musical ability and all of the different genres that he picked up along the way. But he used that, as his mantra is, music is a weapon. So he used that weapon to let people know what he was thinking, what he was thinking about the government, what he was thinking about his own people. His lyrics are, excuse me, His lyrics are extremely strong and very, very. You know, you're in no doubt as to what he is saying at any time. And what is amazing, the lyrics that he has, the lyrics that he wrote back in the late 70s, because don't forget he died in 1978, they're still relevant today.
That's right.
And so his mother was a great influence. And it's such a proud privilege for me to play her every night, because a strict, no-nonsense, stern feminist who just does not take any prisoners at all. Okay. Don't mess with her. And it's, I'd like to think that I'm a little bit like that in real life. I'm certainly like that around the cast, because they have, you know, they don't mess about with me. And no. We have a good time.
Yeah.
But once I'm on that stage, once those glasses are on, that's it.
You are mine.
I am.
That's right. And Jalan.
Yes.
Let's talk to Jalan. He brings just such a nice little touch, I think, to the entire musical, because I don't think I expected to see a tap dancer, and there you were, and it was so right on time. So let's talk about your role as well.
Thank you. What's really unique about this production is that you're looking at a cultural phenomenon of the African experience. Mm-hmm. And when I say African experience, we're all of African descent in this room and on this stage. My parents are from Haiti. Adeshila has a long lineage with Jamaica and Nigeria. And then you have Fumalayo, played by Melanie Marshall, who has a long lineage with Barbados.
Yes.
And the United Kingdom. So, therefore, you're looking at what our ancestors have done in terms of passing along their genius unto us. Mm-hmm. Into a person such as Fela Kuti. Tap dancing is an American phenomenon. It was conceived by African American slaves and Irish slaves, because you have Irish step dancing, and you have this rhythms that were brought to this part of the world, the New World, as they say, America, by Africans. And so through Bill T. Jones and Stephen Hendel's creative impulses, and also Jim Lewis, they wanted somebody who can tap and who can do modern ballet, African dance, and understand Bill T. Jones' aesthetic. And when I say aesthetic, the way he looks at movement within a frame of a theater. So my job when I came in was to interpret the music, find a way to be expressive, to improvise, and also to look at it not only as movement per se of just going from one place to the other, but deciding at certain points, okay, I'm going to sound like the bass here, I'm going to sound like the rhythm guitar here, I'm going to sound like the snare drums, or I'm just going to go out here and just do my thing and create a completely different sound that's not part of the orchestra to kind of go against the sound. So that's what I do with my role, and I'm really honored to be a part of it, and I really enjoy working with Melanie and Adeshila. Everybody's story is so compelling and very, very important, and we bring our legacy to this production.
Most certainly you all do, and it's interesting how you mentioned, being in tune with all the different instruments. That's just kind of what we do here each and every single day here at the Jazz of the City, as far as being in tune with the saxophone, that's in tune with the drummer, that's in tune with the piano. Your tap is actually an instrument as well. And as I said, it was just so perfect, and it brought the right element to this musical. I thank you all, each and every single one of you, not only for stopping by, of course, and talking with us, but being a part of this production. Fela, actually, I learned about Fela here in Atlanta when I moved here 6 years ago. And I tell you, anytime I hear his work, it just does something to me. So I tell you, it's just a blessing for you all to be a part of this. And I think the world really needs to know more about this man. And I thank you all for helping that word get out.
Thank you.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, once again, they had actually added about two more shows. Am I right?
Yes, we have.
To the Tuesday and Wednesday night.
Tuesday and Wednesday.
Next week.
Atlanta, you all have reacted so well to this musical that they added on two nights. Be sure to get your tickets. You can always stop by the Fox Theater box office or give them a call at 855-ATL-TIX or go online. I know that's a lot easier at foxatltix.com. Don't get those tickets now. Get them right now. So, Melanie, Ade, and Jelan, I thank you all so much for being here with me.
Thank you very much, Nicole.
Yeah, thank you.
And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, in the spirit, you know, the song in the background is For the Love of You, For the Love of Fela, and this wonderful musical. We're going to play a little bit of Fela. I tell you, if you're not familiar, you'll never forget him once you hear him and once you feel him. They call this one, they say, Dog Eat Dog on the Jazz of the City.